So as we're watching this whole disaster unfold in Afghanistan, what I've noticed is that there's basically three different arguments that you're going to be hearing in the days and probably weeks, months ahead. And the first one I want to play for you is coming from Joni Ernst. And she was on Fox News, I believe it was on Sunday, and she had this to say, folks.
On President Biden's shoulders. This rapid and haphazard withdrawal of American troops, of course, before we knew that our embassy would be safe, before we had our Afghan interpreters and other friends out of Afghanistan, to allow it to fall like this without any sort of plan or recourse, it is shameful. And again, it is all on President Biden. This did not have to happen.
So there you have it, folks. And I call this one the partisan hack because she mentioned it twice and she wants you to know that, in her opinion, this is all on President Biden. Now, the flip side of this is that she's actually recognizing Joe Biden is president. I guess that is a bright and shining element of her discourse here. But she wants you to know that this is all the result of Joe Biden. Without consideration of any other facts or anything else, what they're trying to do is just constantly blame Joe Biden. You're going to hear this from Steve Scalise. He, in fact, said the same thing over the weekend. You're going to probably hear it from McCarthy and a lot of other Trump Republicans. This is going to be their thing that, no, don't even look at Donald Trump. He had nothing to do with this. It's all on Joe Biden. But I want you to hear this. So this is Representative Liz Cheney, of course, is a Republican, and she had this to say, folks.
This is President Biden's decision. He is the one that has called for this withdrawal, is going forward with it. But this didn't happen in a vacuum. I mean, right. It was President Trump that negotiated the agreement with the Taliban to have a complete withdrawal that was supposed to actually happen by May 1st. So who bears responsibility?
Look, I think absolutely President Biden bears responsibility for making this decision. But there is no question that President Trump, his administration, Secretary Pompeo, they also bear very significant responsibility for this. They walked down this path of legitimizing the Taliban, of perpetuating this fantasy, telling the American people that the Taliban were a partner for peace. President Trump told us that the Taliban was going to fight terror. Secretary Pompeo told us that the Taliban was going to renounce al-Qaeda. None of that has happened. None of it has happened. Today, as we watch the Taliban, for example, release prisoners across Afghanistan, there's very real concern that there are not just fighters in those prisons who will join the battle in Afghanistan, but that terrorist groups globally will, in fact, be fed,
And she's exactly right. That the release of prisoners there, this is going to become a new hotbed for terrorism. This is something that we're not just going to be fighting, but it's your children are probably going to be fighting, and who knows, grandchildren as well are going to be fighting this risk. And that's what we've done for the past 20 years there, is we've helped tamp this down. There is a value to that, of course. So did you hear where she said that Trump perpetuated fantasies, as in when he said the Taliban was going to be a partner for peace? Donald Trump said that. And he also said that the Taliban will fight terror. What was he smoking? And then Secretary Pompeo said the Taliban will remove al-Qaeda. And of course, none of that's happened. None of that will happen, folks. The one thing I do want to point out to you as well is that you're going to hear also the argument that Donald Trump really had nothing to do with this. But take a look at this article from the BBC, and this is from the 14th of August, 2020. The one line in that article that I think is relevant is this. And again, August 14th of 2020, negotiations for the U.S. and Taliban had agreed that 5,000 Taliban prisoners would be released before they entered talks with the Afghan government. Folks, that's how you undermine the Afghan government right there, is you negotiate without them being in the picture. Very pompous thing to do. So you've already minimized the Afghan government, who's really only been trained by the U.S. for 10 short years, and then you withdraw the troops from them. There really isn't a big feeling of support. I mean, it's demoralizing. I mean, this happened under Trump. So this is going way back to under Trump is when this happened. And have a look at this. So the other argument is coming more from the liberal side. I think it's entitled in this article. It says, this is talkingpointsmemo.com. This is where this is from. It's entitled, After Sunday, It's Even More Clear Biden Was Right. And this is by Josh Marshall. This was just written Sunday afternoon. And the one relevant point in that article that he mentions is that the intensity of the current hand-wringing over the fall of Kabul is an almost perfect measure of the denial about the failure of the current mission. Indeed, they are two sides of the same coin. What was keeping us there this long? This. Look at it around you today. The collective unwillingness to endure this reality is what has kept the U.S. in the country for at least a decade. Processing 10 years of denial in 10 hours is rough. Folks, the problem is, like Liz Cheney has so eloquently mentioned, you not only have to look at what Trump did, which was wrong, and we just saw an article from the BBC that backed that up, so what she's saying is true. You have to look at what Biden did, which I think could have been handled, to say it could have been handled better is an understatement. And the fact that we were there, folks, in Afghanistan meant that we should have come up with a way of getting out of there that made sense. And I don't think we did that. But to say that we can't fight forever wars, and to say that the Taliban will fight terror like Donald Trump said and all this kind of stuff, it just negates the fact that look at what they've done in the past. It's a terrorist organization, and isn't that likely to continue going forward? I think it is. Till next time.